in the weather and tells us the time of night whenever they meet all together. They'll boast of what verses they will write. Some writes in the praise of their masters, their virtuous young mistresses too, and how to keep them from disasters, what blustering storms they go through. When turbulent horns is blowing and drives down the rain like a tide, their rounds they're continually going, that all may in safety abide. But one amongst many I'll mention is verses I cannot excuse. He is a mere hog for invention, for he does his masters abuse. The depth of his fancy he fathoms, and yet it is very well known he scarce has the sense of Jack Adams, though proud and imperious he's grown. Before he came into the station, off walking about with his bell, believe me, good men of discretion, he ne'er lived so fat and so well. I pray do but mind his reflections, displayed and set forth in his sheet, his love and his tender affections, when he was got drunk in the street. 'Tis true he was wonderful witty, and made all his verses we know, and if he would not mend his manners, he may hang up himself for a show. He was proud, imperious, and saucy. On to our good Duke you shall hear, who made him soon cry out for mercy. Oh, how he did tremble for fear. Behold, at the sight of the rapier, away from his presence he goes. With trembling fear he was ready to foul the long seams of his hose. He brags and he boasts to his masters that all his chief care and delight is still to keep them from disasters by ranging about in the night. But yet their glass windows are broken, and pails they are stole here and there. Consider, does not this betoken that he has a damnable care? His master that sold him a kettle, for which he did readily pay, pleased him at first to a tittle, yet never the lost the next day. This brazier he basely bespareth, declaring he'd sold it too dear. The words which abroad he had scartered did happen to come to his ear. His master that scarce got a farthing, his insolent words did offend, but booby he want of good manners and breeding, though a gentleman he would abuse, although he was never yet worthy to clean or unbuckle their shoes. Since he is grown great by the parish, we find he's put up with his pelf, and yet the long staff that he carries is almost as wise as himself. When he was a louse trap maker, he was both needy and poor, but since he is a benefit taker, he's a saucy son of a whore.